In order for you to understand how to persuasively approach your target market, I'm going to review a couple of principles you've learned so far and then show you where that takes you next. We're going to quickly review the STP framework, one of the strategic frameworks that I introduced earlier on during the attraction pillar. And if you recall, STP stands for segmenting, targeting, and positioning. And we briefly discussed positioning in one of the other webinars, and you've probably written down some notes concerning positioning, but we spent a lot of time on segmenting clients, how not to do that, how most of your peer group do that, and then how to use that knowledge, that skill, that expertise that you've gained to go out and target new clients, in particular aiming for a niche target market. So that's broadly where we've been so far in the Attraction Pillar series of webinars and sessions. I'd like to take a slightly different view on that now and have a look at segmenting, which then leads to efficient and effective targeting a niche market so that you can go out and approach that niche market with knowledge as to how its problems can be met, and how your services and your expertise aligns to meet those problems and needs. What we haven't suggested yet, and I think I'd like to do now, is that you don't need to think about just addressing one niche target market. You can have two or more target markets once you've learned to correctly segment your existing clients. So bear that in mind before we move on to positioning. And the question that you're probably asking yourself now is, okay, I understand how to segment my clients. I understand that I can use some of that knowledge to target new prospective clients, but how on earth do I go about positioning myself in the minds and hearts of those future clients so that they are attracted to me and to my business? And that's where we're going to go to next. We're going to take the tactical view of marketing, and we're going to specifically have a look at how you use positioning to attract your target niche market. So let's have a look at what needs to happen in order for positioning to begin to work. And the factor you need to appreciate as you work through this process and understand what positioning is all about and how to make it work is that you need to recognize a new concept called the marketing mix. The marketing mix. And the next question that is worth asking is, well, okay, so what is in this marketing mix? And there are five components I'm going to introduce to you. And you're probably asking what those five components are. Let's look at those five components that help you develop the marketing mix so that you're correctly positioned in the minds and hearts both of your existing and your niche target prospective clients. So we're going to have a look at the five factors or components within the marketing mix. On the next slide, we're going to have a look at this marketing mix and its five components. We're going to call them the five P's, the five P's. And you're going to hear a lot more about the five P's throughout the attraction pillar. Critical that you understand the five P's. They are the components of everything that drives what you do within your business to the outside market and affects and influences the minds and hearts of that target market. So the five P's is a critical part of your marketing strategy and tactics. So have a look at what they are. There's the marketing mix, helping you get your positioning right. And here are the five P's. And they are your product, your price, your packaging, your persuasion, and promotion. So, what is this product? What do I mean by price? How do you package, and what is it you're actually packaging? Where do we start persuading people? And what do I mean by promotion? Those are the questions. Let's just list those. Let's just take those components separately from the rest of the graphic and look at them individually. There's product, pricing, packaging, persuasion, promotion. What I'd like you to do now is to look at the download underneath this video, underneath this webinar, on the page below, and pull off the download, the PDF, print it off, put it on the desk in front of you, and I'd like you to have a go at expressing what you feel we mean by each of those terms: your product, pricing, packaging, persuasion, and promotion, particularly in the light of the fact that you're trying, as a financial advisor or financial planner, to move away from dependency on selling products. You have a very sophisticated service, so what exactly do we mean by product? Now, those of you that have studied the service pillar will understand this in great detail. But if you've not studied that yet, we need to examine this in a future webinar. So pull off that download now, print it off, the PDF below, and try writing your thoughts and your explanations as to what exactly is meant by each of these five terms: product, pricing, packaging, persuasion, and promotion. And then we'll come back to these and use them in the next webinar.